It's that time every fortnight where we endure such pain as cutting corners with quarter.
We hit our peak.
You have. You really have. It's been the longest week ever. 2 weeks. I'm like, is it the day to do it yet? And you're like, no, not till next week.
Jeez, you're like a child with Christmas.
We were
at a function on Friday night and she's telling everybody at this party to listen to the segment and it should be a daily thing. Once a fortnight's fine.
Yeah. I have people in Brisbane ready to hear this segment. But today's a really great Cutting Corners with Cordo.
Okay.
The reason this segment is their life-changing breaks, which are going to change your life. So what we're going to do today, and we're going to, as you can see in front of me.
You're BS-ing nobody. Yeah. We're not believing any of this.
Oh, no? Not at all? Okay, right. Well, we are going to make our very own homemade spray and wipe. Things are tough at the moment, and these ingredients you have in your own home, so you never need to buy it again.
Okay.
But before we start, you know how they do the commercials? We're just going to put some.
Oh my God, she is putting stuff.
Okay, so barbecue sauce, garlic aioli.
Our technicians are going to see this. Oh my God.
Can you get it off the carpet?
Nah. Oh yeah, this stuff will probably work. Yeah, Jay, can you put some on your side of the desk as well? Because then I'm going to make it, and then I'm going to get you to clean it to see how incredible this is.
I'm only putting two drops here because the technicians are going to see this and they're going to yell at us. Okay.
Nerd.
I get the feeling this is just going to go south. Oh my God.
It's not at all. So everybody has an empty bottle at home, even if it's your old spray and white one.
Yeah.
What I want you to do is we're going to use just natural tap water. You can use water from the...
Yeah.
It's just water. The jug's red.
Oh, okay.
So we're just filling up our empty bottle with water because in most cleaning products, it evolves around water.
Sure.
We're going to put a splash of vinegar into it.
Don't you have already something in there? It's already bubbly.
Yeah. That's funny water.
I'm getting there. Then you put some washing detergent in there.
Okay.
Dishwashing detergent.
Yeah.
So just two squirts of dishwashing detergent, a little bit of natural essence, if you've got it for the fragrance. If you don't, that is
I feel
is
like we
fine.
Need some comedy music here.
What do you mean? Okay, I feel like this is it. That is it. That is how you make your home spray and wipe. Water, dishwashing detergent, a little bit of fragrance if you want, and a splash of vinegar.
Okay.
Give it a shake, and boom.
Okay, show us how it works.
Here you go, Dave. You can do it. Spray it. Have a smell.
Dave, do not. Please don't push that onto the carpet.
Oh, see, looks
working. It's already on the carpet.
There's nothing unsafe about it. It's completely okay. That's plenty.
All right.
I know we're on a budget. Here you go, Jay. Can you have a go as well on your side and. Is that how you wipe up ingredients at home?
Actually, it does smell nice.
It does smell nice, doesn't it? And this
what
is all
fragrance
stuff.
Did you put in that?
I used a little bit of lemon, organic lemon. But anything, look at the difference between how Jay cleans up.
How much did you put on there? Like it was half a bottle of barbecue sauce. Gosh.
Hang on, show us how real women do it.
I'm going to show you how real women do it.
Zoom in on that.
And then we just wipe it down like so. There was a fair bit on there. Where's me spray? Where's me spray and what?
This is a disaster.
It's not a disaster. There we go. And now you've got a really clean bench. All right. Do you know what the best thing is?
What?
Permanent marker.
Oh, my God. Don't
what?
Put
no. Yeah, okay, it you're on your own.
No, if you put permanent marker on the bench, it will remove it because it's just really good quality. Do you dare me to do it?
Yeah.
This is your doing.
I'll just...
As long as you say Cordo was here
no,
so
I'm
we know
write
exactly
Dave.
Who it was.
Can I write Dave?
No. Don't bring me into
do
this.
Do it.
All
here
right,
we go.
Here we go. Dave. Permanent marker.
I get the feeling I'm going to be scrubbing
spray.
This for ages.
Okay.
It doesn't work! It does not work! You suck!
Oh my God!
That is so wrong!
Let me try it again! I'm using my spray. No, it doesn't get... Okay, so it doesn't work. It doesn't get off permanent marker. But Dave's name's now on the bench.
That was the very last cutting corners with Cordo segment we've ever done in our lives.
I did have a backup plan. Here's another quick cutting corners.
Okay.
We're going to use a little bit of AeroGuard.
What?
Spray it on there, and there we go.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I was actually starting to have a stressing attack. I'm like, they're gonna fire us.
There you go. Is that a good cutting corners with Cordo?
Well, yeah, that one was.
Thanks.
I still don't know about the...
Homemade. Why? Homemade.
Does it work on the carpet, though? Because you've got to stain down there, too.
Yep, sure does. Look at that. Gone.
She's wiped it up.
It's still there.
Anyway, I thought that was a really good one. Do not buy spray and wipe anymore.
I say go out and buy a ton of it.
Why? why. It works so well.
If you want to grab the recipe for these disasters, we'll put it on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Look, disaster. It was okay. It was okay today. It was good.
Would you do it at home?
I wouldn't. I'll just go and buy spray.
The idea is it's better for the environment and for your house to have natural, pleasant stuff in a bottle.
Yeah, but who's tipping sauce all over our table for no reason?
But in home, when you're cooking, I know Dave's a messy cook.
Excuse me. Mine is usually by the phone.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
If you've got a recipe that you want Courtney to dig into for a cutting corners of Cordo, let us know on our email, janedave@triplem.com.au. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Segment may not return in 2 weeks.